Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is in Europe, meeting European leaders about their struggle to address a debt crisis, though Geithner says he's in no position to lecture anybody. Geithner says American politics are, quote, terrible, maybe worse than Europe. Still, Europeans have a political problem. Different countries do not agree on how to share Europe's obligations. A proposal to issue bonds supported by all of Europe might ease the debt problems of some nations, but doesn't sit well in Germany, the largest economy. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
In a speech Thursday at the famed Frankfurt Auto Show, Chancellor Angela Merkel said the way out of the crisis is for indebted countries to implement a thoughtful, careful plan for fiscal reform. She again dismissed the idea of collectivizing debts through Eurobonds.
I'm
convinced that step-by-step measures will help to overcome the crisis, Merkel said, but that will only happen when these steps follow one another, and as long as there's no search for one magic solution like the buzzword Eurobonds. I think that is absolutely wrong, she said. Many German politicians and financial analysts agree. They think jointly issued bonds would simply drive up interest rates and punish fiscally cautious countries such as Germany, which now enjoys the lowest sovereign borrowing costs in the Eurozone. It would also, they argue, remove any incentive for fiscally irresponsible states to make good on pledges to change and reform their public finances. Hans van Azin is a leading economist and president of the Center for Economic Studies at the University of Munich.
Das machen wir uns kaputt, wenn wir Eurobonds haben.
We will destroy ourselves if we have Eurobonds. Europe's states would go much, much deeper into debt, and that debt would lead to complete ruin. I'll readily admit that Eurobonds would, for the short term, help stabilize the financial markets. But in the long term, they would completely destabilize Europe by eliminating the interest rate differences which we need to prevent excessive capital flow within Europe.
Proponents of Eurobonds, however, say they could foster stability and much-needed fiscal integration. The Eurobond idea refuses to fade away, perhaps because market traders remain unconvinced that Greece and other debt-troubled Eurozone countries will make the necessary structural reforms to get in fiscal shape. The European Commission this week said it would soon present its own ideas for Eurobonds. There's still a lot not known about how Eurobonds might be financed, rated, and organized. But under any formula, it would almost certainly mean setting up a Europe-wide finance ministry or the like. But creating a kind of fiscal United States of Europe is something few Eurozone countries are ready to embrace, given the inevitable loss of autonomy. The European Union's Economic Affairs Commissioner, Olli Rehn, acknowledged that challenge this week in an address to the European Parliament.
This would have implications for fiscal sovereignty of member states, which calls for a substantive debate in the euro area member states to see if they would be ready to accept this.
That substantive debate has not started, yet many analysts see deeper fiscal integration as the only viable roadmap out of the debt crisis for Eurozone countries. Europe set up a monetary union without fiscal harmonization. And for Germany, a loss of financial sovereignty is about as attractive as, well, collectivizing debts through Eurobonds. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
And you hear Eric on Morning Edition from NPR News.